Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How do you evaluate the job that Terrell Austin's done to this point?
You know, I've known Terrell a long time. He's very capable, very thorough. I've largely been pleased with his work, but certainly he and I are not pleased with where we are right now from a defensive unit perspective, and so we're just going to keep working.
Mike, you said that you don't necessarily want to fundamentally change the scheme in some of these instances, specifically third down, but do you look at taking over sole play calling for defense or making adjustments?
No, that's not on the table as we sit here today. We just got to keep doing what we're doing and do it better.
Mike Tomlin asked a couple of pointed questions by Brooke Pryor of ESPN about his defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin. He said he is generally pleased with the work that Terrell Austin has done. Also, Tomlin says he has no plans of taking over the defensive play calling duties. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I listened to the beginning of the PM team yesterday. I do all the time because those guys are great. Pony's getting his nipples pierced tonight, by the way, at Mike's Beer Bar. More on that later on in the show. All kind of juicy gift baskets that you could win at Mike's Beer Bar tonight from 6 o'clock until 8. But Pony and Mueller were talking about Terrell Austin. And a lot of folks, myself included, have called for the firing of Terrell Austin. And they said, guys, don't you know it's going to make no difference? I largely agree with that point. Tim Benz, in his column this morning, Breakfast with Benz, on the Tribs website, said that he is tired of continuing this conversation year in and year out of scapegoating everybody other than Mike Tomlin. And I understand where he's coming from too. Would firing Terrell Austin make that big of a difference? Probably not. Mike Tomlin's the game planner. Mike Tomlin's the schemer. The defense is his baby after all. Would Terrell Austin be a scapegoat? Yes and no. And here's why it's partially no. Keith Butler told the PM team after the Steelers unceremoniously parted ways with him that he didn't get to call the defensive plays. He also said the same thing to Jerry Dulac. Now, it's my understanding that Mike Tomlin actually does not call the defensive plays now. That is Terrell Austin. Players have told Nick Faribault that it's Terrell Austin. He brought that up on the station yesterday. Chris Carter, our friend who joins us every Friday, he's, of course, from the Post-Gazette. He said he's had conversations with players that Terrell Austin is calling the defensive plays. There's that famous viral moment from a few years ago where Minkah Fitzpatrick was out, injured, and barking at Terrell Austin late in the game situation because he didn't like the defensive play call that Terrell Austin was making. Terrell Austin's calling this defense, guys. Now, Mike Tomlin might, in his ear during the game, say, hey, let's bring heat here. Hey, let's drop 8 into coverage here. Hey, you know what I saw? I think maybe we should bring a corner. Like, he's going to make suggestions. Well, they might not be suggestions, more or less commands, but he's not play in and play out calling the defense. Now, this is in no way me saying Tomlin gets a free pass here. But Terrell Austin shouldn't get a free pass either. If you're calling the defensive plays, and the defense is dead last in the NFL against the pass, and one of the worst total defenses in the NFL, and in the mid-20s in points allowed, then you are in some way responsible. Mike Tomlin is number one A, responsible guy. 1B is Terrell Austin. He calls the plays. If Andy Reid, who we know is the grand poobah of all things offense in Kansas City, if his offense was struggling and Matt Nagy or whoever else it would be is calling the plays and it's not working out, I bet you Andy Reid would want to take the play calling duties over again. It's something that he's gone back and forth with doing in his NFL career. Like, the offensive coordinator who calls the plays, if Patrick Mahomes and company weren't scoring, would probably get blamed. Because while it's the scheme of Andy Reid, it's about flow. It's about the feel for the game. It's about understanding down and distance. It's about understanding the opponent's weaknesses and when to exploit those over the course of a game. The play caller has a lot to do with it, folks. I cannot absolve Tomlin. I would never absolve Tomlin. It's mostly his defense. He's the one keeping Terrell Austin employed right now, so the buck is always going to stop with him. And I don't know that we should expect great changes for this defense so long as Mike Tomlin is the head coach. However, that does not mean that a guy whose title is defensive coordinator decides to deserves to skate by here. He absolutely does not. We heard it at the top of the hour. Mike Tomlin's largely satisfied with the job that Terrell Austin's done. It's a cumulative poor resume here from Terrell Austin. It's not just this year. This year's the worst Steelers defense statistically in the history of the franchise. That's a fact. We gave those statistics yesterday. They're 30th in the league in total defense. Worst they've been prior to that, 28th in the league. So that's this year. But 2022, his first year on the job, highest paid defense in the NFL all 4 years. They were 13th in yards, 10th in points. That's well better than they are right now. Shoot, if they were that average this year, they might be 6-1. But that's still not good enough when you're the highest paid defense in the NFL. I think if you're the highest paid defense in the NFL, bare minimum, you got to be a top five defense in the league. 2022, they weren't. 2023, they were 21st in yards and 6th in points. Last year, 12th in yards and 8th in points, but we all have eyes. We watched how this defense collapsed down the stretch. Those numbers are fraudulent, and even if they weren't, that's still not good enough as the highest paid defense in the NFL, and this year it's 30th in yards and 22nd in points. It's unacceptable, and it's mostly Mike Tomlin's fault, but the guy who calls the defensive plays doesn't deserve to be here today. I tweeted out statistics of Matt Canada's offense the year that he was let go midseason. And the defensive ranks this year are actually worse than Matt Canada's offensive ranks were in 2023. Total yards this year, Steelers defense is 30th. Total offensive yards in 2023, they were 25th. Pass yards per game, the Steelers defense 32nd. That offense was 25th. Rush yards per game, this defense is 18th. That offense was 13th. And that offense had Kenny Pickett under center and was one of the younger units in the league. This defense is the highest paid in the league. They've just added another player for $5-ish million. You've got stars all over the place. Yet, we can't say that Terrell Austin is somehow culpable for this. Again, he's not the main issue. But he's part of the issue. 412-928-9370. John in Wexford, next up. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, Adam. Morning. You're spot on as always. It doesn't matter if they get rid of lost. And let's just be honest, if they did, they'd promote an assistant and Tomlin would be in further control of what's going on defensively. So that rules that out. Has Austin been good? No. The defense has to be better. But can they be better, even though they're the highest paid in the league? Nothing is going to change until Mike Tomlin leaves. We've said this 1,000 times, and he's not going to leave until he wants to leave, which I believe will be after he is here 25 years, which breaks Knowles' record. He's obviously going to become the winningest head coach. And Art Rooney II is an attorney, not a football guy. And basically, we've got Nero fiddling while Rome burns.
Well, John, it's tough to disagree with a single thing you said there. As long as Mike Tomlin runs the defense, we're not going to get the results that we want. But that doesn't mean 100%. But that doesn't mean that Terrell Austin deserves to keep his job.
I agree. But again, let's say they get rid of him. Let's say a horrible performance, the Colts run over them, they get beat badly at home, and they get rid of Austin. Okay, fine. What's going to change? An assistant gets promoted. They will have less input than what Austin would have because Tomlin will take over further at that point. It's just a cyclical thing. Nothing will change until Tomlin leaves.
I don't disagree with any of that, John, and I thank you for the call, but I still think he deserves to go. I'm a big believer in accountability. His title is defensive coordinator. The defense is one of the worst in the league, and relative to expectations, the worst in the league. Someone's got to pay with their job. It ain't going to be the head coach midseason. It ain't going to be the head coach at the end of the year. But if they have any hope of this turning around, of which I have none, they need to do something dramatic. Trading for Kyle Duggar ain't dramatic enough. Getting rid of the defensive coordinator to send a message, while it probably wouldn't yield the results that we're all looking for, is at least worth the shot. He deserves to go. 412-928-9370. Ron in Penn Township. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Adam. How are you, buddy?
I'm peachy.
Hey, I'm going to keep this sweet and short. Terrell Austin is a bouncy house. The minute Tomlin fires him, he gets exposed as being the guy that's actually behind this stuff. All Terrell Austin does is deflect Tomlin's inconsistencies and deficiencies. That's it. Tomlin fires him, then the dart goes to Tomlin. He is the bullseye. So that's where it's at, and it ain't going to change until he leaves.
I don't disagree with any of that. That's why Terrell Austin's not going to be let go. Because then there is no meat shield between Tomlin and the media, Tomlin and the fan base, mostly the national media. Oh, boy, Terrell Austin. It's Mike Tomlin's defense. Doesn't mean Terrell Austin's doing a good job. That's why I think he needs to be fired. But Mike Tomlin does not want the bullseye totally on him. I'm with the caller on that. If Mike Tomlin were the competitor that he purports to be, he should want to take over full play calling duties, shouldn't he? Like if Andy Reid had ceded his play calling duties to his offensive coordinator and the offense was struggling, Andy Reid would rip that guy of the play calling duties and take over himself because he would want to engineer victory. That's what winners do. Mike Tomlin was asked by Brooke Pryor, are you going to start calling the defensive plays? And he said no. Do you think that Terrell Austin would be a scapegoat if fired? Do you think he deserves to be fired? What did you make of Tomlin's defense of Terrell Austin? 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin asked, do you need to make dramatic changes to the defense? His answer in your calls when we come back.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Certainly need to be better in third down than we've been, but it doesn't necessarily mean dramatic changes in terms of schematics and things of that nature. If you look at those two plays, on the 60-yard play, the quarterback was hit as he let it go. It's details that are usually the difference when it's a millisecond. And on the other play, the 35-yard play, he got outside the pocket on us and extended, and we certainly got to do a better job of keeping him constricted in the pocket, man, and getting two guys at the catch point down the grass. And that's one thing that we didn't do in either circumstance. We play a lot of man-free concepts. It usually gives us an opportunity to get two guys at the ball down the grass. We didn't in those instances. And it produced field-flipping, drive-producing, touchdown drive-producing plays that really kind of changed the texture of the ball game.
It'd be nice if the national media were paying attention to this. The Steelers' defense ranks among the worst in the NFL. And the way I've been putting it is, relative to expectations, you can make the argument the Steelers' defense is the worst in the NFL. And yet you heard it right there from Mike Tomlin. We don't need to make dramatic changes. It was two plays. It was the 3rd-and-5 pass to Tucker Kraft, where Deshaun Elliott made a terrible play on the football and then subsequently got hurt, unfortunately for him. And it was the 33-yard pass down the middle of the field where Juan Thornhill is still, I believe, suspended in midair at Acrisure Stadium. Tomlin blamed two breakdowns, two plays that accounted for over 100 yards or nearly 100 yards. That's what happened. Milliseconds, the difference between that being a losing performance and a winning performance. That is absurd. They gave up 16 catches to Ja'Marr Chase from Joe Flacco just the week before, where he had the best game he's had this season, one of the best games he's had in the entirety of his career. That's more than just a play or two, isn't it? And against Green Bay, they gave up 20 consecutive completions. And yet he's going to highlight two as the difference in the football game? It's absurd. And a texter, he writes in, this is a great point. Austin is not being kept around because Tomlin needs a meat shield. Tomlin is an egomaniac. He actually believes that this defense is great and is a play or two away from winning the last couple of ball games. Okay, if Tomlin really thinks Austin is doing well and that this is a good defense, that is alarming. If Tomlin doesn't want Terrell Austin to be let go because he's using him as a meat shield, that's also alarming. I'm not sure which one is worse. They're both bad. 412-928-9370. I just tweeted this out. This is Mike Tomlin's defense, but Terrell Austin needs to go. Both things can be true. That's where I sit on this. How do you feel? 412-928-9370. Chris from Allison Park is on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
What's up, Chris? You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, the two names that don't get mentioned enough, I think, are Rooney, because, you know, it might be Tomlin's defense, but it is Rooney's team. If he's okay with the state of affairs, then we're stuck. I mean, he could come in and say, we're putting in a named defensive coordinator. He's going to control the defense. Bottom line, end of story.
Yep.
The other name that we don't talk about often is T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt's playing like a good starting linebacker. We need him to be a game wrecker, and he hasn't been that for almost a full season now, right?
He has four sacks in his last 11 games to that point, Chris. He has been below average relative to his salary and expectation level for the last 11 games, including having zero statistics in the playoff game. We bring him up a lot on the show. We bring Art Rooney II up a lot on the show. And thank you so much for the call, Chris. 412-928-9370. They actually made a ton of changes this offseason from a personnel standpoint. They traded one of their better players in Minkah Fitzpatrick for two guys and one who they thought would be a better defensive player. And he's been better. He's been more splashy than Minkah has been. But if they care enough to make changes, then they're misdiagnosing the issue. And the issue is, no matter who's wearing the jerseys, the defense is underachieving. And that points back to Mike Tomlin. And until they acknowledge that Mike Tomlin's the problem, it doesn't matter who's out there playing, the defense is going to underperform. That doesn't mean Terrell Austin's doing a good job, though. He calls the defensive plays. If you call the defensive plays and you're this bad defensively, you need to be stripped of those duties at the very least, and you probably deserve to be fired. They need to send a message. But Mike Tomlin says there's going to be no dramatic changes. Not to schematics, and clearly not to the defensive coordinator. So, hey, the beat goes on. Just throw another player at it. Kyle Duggar. You send a sixth-round pick to New England, you get another safety in here. That's just another personnel change. That's all they did this offseason was personnel change, and what good has it done them? They're actually worse this year defensively than they were last year. Carl in Fort Myers is on the air. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Adam. Great show.
Hey, thanks, man.
This is like an 18-year-old getting a new car from a parent, Omar Khan. And unfortunately, the 18-year-old keeps wrecking the car. What are we going to do? We need to take the license away.
And how do you how do you propose that that happens?
We need to fire Tomlin. It's getting old.
It's been old, and it ain't going to change, Carl. And that sucks.
You're correct.
That's why.
You're correct.
I mean, to an extent, it's scapegoating Terrell Austin, me wanting him to get let go, because he's not the biggest problem with the defense. But I do think he is a problem, and I want to see someone pay for this. This is a human instinct from me. I want a pound of flesh. I want somebody to pay for what we're witnessing. They gave up 30-plus points to Joe Flacco. They got outscored 29-6 or whatever it was in the second half against the Packers on Sunday night. They gave up 30-plus points to the Jets. They gave up 30-plus points at home to the Seahawks. They almost blew the game defensively against the Vikings. If not for a couple of turnovers in the red zone, they'd have got blown out of the stadium by the Patriots. And Mike Tomlin says, oh, it's just a play here or there. There's not going to be any dramatic changes. I need a dramatic change. I need, not literally, a head on a spike. How can you just sit here, Art, and watch this defense and just keep on keeping on? And maybe this makes me a bad guy. Somebody's got to pay for this. And it ain't going to be the head coach, certainly not during the season. So it's got to be the defensive coordinator. And he does have something to do with it. 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on Terrell Austin coming up next. It is 7:30. Make the smart call, Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. When we come back, in addition to your calls on Terrell Austin at 412-928-9370, wait until you hear what Mike Tomlin said about the offense. Is there trouble brewing in Rodgers-Tomlin paradise?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Peace.
I certainly agree with that. I don't think I like how we responded to the explosion plays, field flipping plays, drive producing conversion third downs that happened in the third quarter. I didn't think our offense responded very well to the non-call on the first third down of the half. And, you know, you don't always have control over what happens to you in game. Rest assured, some things are going to happen. There's ebb and flow over the course of 60 minutes. But in that instance, as a collective, we feel like we didn't respond in any appropriate or the desired way. We didn't smile in the face of it. We didn't produce the type of plays that counter act those things and get the balance back in our favor. We're certainly being critical of ourselves, and we're utilizing that as fuel as we prepare for our next opportunity. You're always a little bit concerned when you're settling for field goals when you're playing good people. Seems like touchdowns is how it gets done in our business at this level. And so it was a little bit less than comfortable at halftime settling for 3 field goals. I think those drives were stopped by penalties and negative plays on first and 10. Put us in some second and long circumstances. We didn't perform very well in second and long, not only in the first half of the game, but in the totality of the game. It produced a lot of third and longs in the game. That's low percentage conversion rates for us. That's low percentage conversion rates for everyone, to be quite honest with you. We were in more third and longs in that game than we're comfortable with, and I think we suffered the consequences of that.
Mike Tomlin says the Steelers did not respond well after that offsides penalty wasn't called, the subsequent incomplete pass to Roman Wilson, and then the Steelers had to punt. And then, he didn't mention this, they gave up the 59-yard pass play on 3rd and 5 with that following defensive drive. So it wasn't just the offense that didn't respond. It was also the defense, which to me is a mark of a fragile group, and that falls on the head coach. If you've got a fragile group that can't deal with adversity, if they blink in the face of adversity instead of smiling in the face of adversity, when that's all the head coach ever talks about, that's on him. But who do you think he was talking about? Who was most demonstrative in their displeasure after that call was not made? Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think it's a giant leap to think that Tomlin was saying Rodgers didn't handle that well. I had no problem, by the way, with Rodgers being pissed off. Some calls in the NFL, they happen so fast that the referees are bound to miss it. You can call holding on every play. A blade of grass can determine the outcome of a play and thus a football game. That was a pretty easy one to see. Dude jumps offside right in the middle of your offensive line. You got to call that 100 times out of 100, 1,000 out of 1,000, and 1,000,000 out of 1,000,000. And that's such a big part of Aaron Rodgers' game is the cadence, drawing teams offside, snapping the ball when there's an extra guy on the field. That's a weapon for him. That's an arrow in his quiver. And they took that away from him. So he was pissed off. I don't blame him. Sounds like Tomlin didn't like his response. Then the second clip you heard there was Mike Tomlin leading off his press conference, once again talking about how the offense settled for field goals, didn't score touchdowns, and put the loss first and foremost on the offense. That is ludicrous. The defense gave up 20 consecutive completions. They've given up 369 or more yards in 6 of the 7 games they've played this season. Their explosive play differential on the year is minus 21. That's mostly because the defense is giving up a ton of explosive plays. They didn't force a turnover for now, what, the third straight game? They haven't forced a turnover since they were overseas. And yet, it's the offense's fault. The offense is 11th in the league in scoring, just 0.9 points away from being a top 10 scoring offense in the NFL. The offense the last 2 weeks is averaging 28 points per game, and they're 0-2. And the first thing out of Mike Tomlin's mouth in the press conference wasn't talking about that defense that gave up a historic 20 consecutive completions. No, it was that the offense was settling for field goals. What a stinking joke. And if he keeps doing this, Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be all that happy. You better get Marquez Valdes-Scantling in here ASAP. Get Rodgers a buddy. And I know that Rodgers took accountability after the game and said you have to score touchdowns and kind of echoed the messaging that Mike Tomlin's put out there. That's what a leader's supposed to do. A quarterback. When you're kicking field goals instead of getting touchdowns, even when you score 25 points, you're supposed to take accountability. Ben did that all the time. It's one of the things I actually liked about Ben Roethlisberger. He could throw for 350 yards, the team would lose, and he would say, I got to be better. That's what a leader does. A leader acknowledges his or her shortcomings. Mike Tomlin said the defense was a millisecond away from getting a stop on each of the two biggest plays the Packers made in the game. That's a total lack of accountability. Mike Tomlin wants to know why this team is 0-2 in the last two, giving up over 30 points per game. He needs to look in the mirror. It's his fault. He's the defensive mastermind. It's Terrell Austin's fault. He calls the defensive plays. Chris Carter and Nick Faribault have been fighting people on social media talking about how Terrell Austin does, in fact, call the plays. People have called them Tomlin apologists because of it. No, they're players who have come out and said it is Terrell Austin calling the plays on Sundays. That in no way is a defense of Mike Tomlin. I don't think. Because Mike Tomlin allows the guy to continue to call defensive plays. And Mike Tomlin says there's no dramatic changes coming. Mike Tomlin should be taking accountability for his defense stinking. And then he should take full accountability by taking away, at the very least, Terrell Austin's play calling duties and doing it himself. If I have a bad show, and some would argue there's a lot of bad shows, even though we won a Marconi, I'm going to prep harder the next time. I'm going to go above and beyond to be better prepared the following show. And I'm going to take it upon myself to get it done. I'm not going to say, Doran, you need to be better. I'm not going to say, Harry, you need to be better. I'm going to take it upon myself to make the show an award-winning radio show. Mike Tomlin's defense stinks. But he's got somebody else calling the plays. Be a man and take the responsibilities for yourself. You call the plays. Joseph in Austin, Texas, listening on the Odyssey app. I have a lot of friends in Austin, Texas, Joseph. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? You're on the air.
Afternoon. Well, good morning. I hear... Yesterday when he said that sometimes kids don't listen and you guys were talking about how you're trying to potty train, it just feels like Tomlin is a dad that kids just don't respect on his team, and they're not unified.
Well,
I see what's happening in New England with Vrabel his first year, and it's a completely different team from when they were 4-13 last year.
It's a largely no-name defense that's outperforming the Steelers' high-paid defense in New England. And to your point about Mike Tomlin talking about reprimanding his kids, Cam Hayward said that they didn't show enough fight. This after Kirk Herbstreit called the Steelers quitters, basically, in the second half of that playoff game against Baltimore. All that falls on a head coach. If your team quits, and that is coming from inside the house, Cam Hayward, the leader of this defense, is saying it, I think, yeah, leadership comes in the locker room from the players. You got to have good locker room leadership, player-led leadership, but it's also a culture set from on high. Chris in Connellsville, hello.
Hey, guys. A couple points. Number one, correct me if I'm wrong, but Tomlin's saying they can't settle for field goals. Isn't he the one that makes the decision to send the field goal unit out onto the field?
Yeah, and I think one of the things with Chris Boswell, too, I'll let you finish in a second, is he's so automatic that the Steelers oftentimes don't even consider going for it on reasonable fourth downs because they know they've got 3 points in their back pocket. The Steelers go for it less than any team in the NFL. And on the flip side, their opponents are going for it an absolute ton. Mike Tomlin says, don't live in your fears, and he constantly lives in his fears.
Exactly. The second thing I was going to make is some of these media people that are in these pressers need to grow a pair. And you know, whenever Tomlin says that he is pleased with what Terrell Austin's doing and with the defense, I would say, hold on a second, Mike. What exactly are you pleased with? You have the highest paid defense at your disposal, and you're worst in the league in the defense. Tell us what you're pleased with, please.
Fair enough, Chris, but to what end? What's it going to do?
Well, I understand that, and you know, but at least hold them accountable. I mean, you can't just let them give you a word salad and say, okay, we're fine with that answer. No, tell us, what are you pleased with?
Well, I ain't happy with the answers. Nobody is from yesterday, and I appreciate the call, Chris. Here's what would happen. Mike, you say you're satisfied with Terrell Austin. What about his performance has been satisfying to you? And he would give you some nonsense about, well, you can't make a great guacamole if your avocados are ripe. And then the national media would pick up on it. Rich Eisen would be like, oh, you hear what he said about avocados? Hey, that's what happens. He's going to give you a one-word answer, or he's going to get snarky, or he's going to make up some analogy that everyone in the national media is going to go, oh, that's cute. Mike Tomlin again, the wordsmith. He's talking about avocados. It's not the media's fault this defense sucks. It's his. And a little bit Terrell Austin's. 412-928-9370. Tomlin making all kind of excuses for his defense, yet throws the offense under the bus. It doesn't sit well with me. How's it sit with you? Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls on this coming up next. And your chance to win a signed ball from Pittsburgh's next great up-and-coming athlete? Tell you more about that.
I did say that if the Steelers lose tonight, I'll get both of my nipples pierced with no numbing agents.
But
that's how confident I am.
But you're not going to do that.
Why not? I follow through on my bet to produce the show.
I don't.
Why wouldn't I follow through on this one?
Andrew Filippone follows through tonight. The nipples are getting pierced at 7:30 at Mike's Beer Bar. The event begins at 6 p.m. It goes until 8. Pony pierces cancer. Proceeds benefit McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. Tickets are $33. That includes appetizers and a commemorative T-shirt. Piercing provided by the Gilded Violet Piercing will take place at 7:30, as I've mentioned. Cash raffle. All the proceeds go to charity. And here's what you could win in the cash raffle. How about a signed Mason Heinchel football? That kid's a phenom. You see what he did against NC State, putting up 53 points. You could also win 2 tickets to a Pirate game with the PM team to watch Paul Skeens, 2 floor seats to see Brian Adams at PPG Paints Arena on November 2nd, $50 gift card to Rally House, autographed Clint Hurdleism's book, $100 gift card to Definitely You, sports memorabilia and apparel store, Don Kelly signed baseball, could win Sweet Treat, Sarah's chocolates and other treats, Wiggle Bourbon and Steelers Glass, a foursome at Cedarbrook Golf, $200 gift certificate to Hickory Heights, $100 gift card to Oliver Flowers, $100 gift card to Lamont. Ton of great raffle prizes tonight. So come, have a beverage, pay $33, get your free app and a T-shirt, and watch your favorite radio host get his nipples pierced. Pony Pierce's Cancer is brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, South Hills Kia, and South Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Hampton Beer Outlet, and Cheerleaders. Harry and I will be there with bells on. Harry, are you going to be able to bring yourself to watch Pony get his nipples pierced?
Yeah, I'll man up and do it. I mean, it's just, you know, you're just sticking a pin in a
nipple
in a fleshy thing, you know.
I got my belly button pierced because I lost a bet like a decade ago, and it did not feel good, and I couldn't watch it. But I would imagine that the pain of getting your nipples pierced far outweighs the belly button piercing. And it just looks gross.
At least it's not the undercarriage, you know. At least he's not getting his junk pierced. I guess that's the way to look at it.
I would think apart from getting your junk pierced, there's not a more painful part of the body to get pierced than your nipples.
Because they're so sensitive.
They are sensitive.
At least males have vestigial ones. I don't know. Does that make it any better?
I'm just shocked that you used the word vestigial. And for that, I give you a round of applause.
I'm a hero.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Coming up next, Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette is going to join us for his weekly segment. The Steelers made a trade last night. It doesn't much move the needle for me. Does it move the needle for Ray? How will Kyle Duggar be utilized? Is there anything else coming down the pike as far as the Steelers trade is concerned? And how does he feel as we start to turn our attention to the Indianapolis Colts about this game against the AFC's best on Sunday? That's all on the way with Ray. But first, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 54 today, low of 36. That's why you got to get in the bar and watch our guy get his nipples pierced. It's going to be raining.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.